Welcome back to Jude Making Money. It's Jude here. And today is time for another episode. So today we have Understanding Money Part. Let me check here. Today is part 4, I think. I don't know, that'll load at some point, but let's get into it. So, chapter 3. Today's is chapter 5. So, in the bank. Many people's first experience of banking and storing money is in a piggy bank. But a bank is more than simply a piggy bank for grown-ups. Banks do lots of things. Banks do lots of things that piggy banks can't. They lend people money, and to do so, they create new money out of nothing. It sounds like a little magic, and that's because in some ways it is. This chapter looks at different types of banks. Why and how they do it, and some of the effects they can have on the world. Where is my money? Almost all adults put or deposit their money into a bank. Their money in a bank, but they rarely think about what happens to that money. This is partly due to the misleading language people use when they talk about banks. For a start, people usually visit just one branch or the office of their bank. But big banks often have lots of branches in cities and towns around the world and online too. So if you ever hear someone say, "I'm going to put this money in the bank," it might sound as if the branch they go to will help them keep this deposit there, in a box of cash with the depositor's name on them. In reality, that's not what happens. When you deposit your money, it becomes part of a big pool of deposits and earnings that belong to all branches of that bank. Once your money is in the pool, a number of things might happen to it. For example, it might get spent. A bank is a business. Like all businesses, a bank spends money all the time to pay for the day-to-day running of the bank and to help it grow and improve. It gets stored. Banks don't need to store the full amount of money that has been deposited. It's very unlikely every new customer will withdraw all their money at once. Instead, most banks keep some cash in super secure vault in a bank. Some in other bank known as a Federal Reserve, and the rest in ATMs or cash machines, where customers can withdraw. Why people want banks. Even if you start out keeping money in a jar or a piggy bank, sooner or later you'll most likely move it into a bank instead. This kind of bank is known as a commercial or retail bank because it's safe and secure. Banks keep money safe from criminals. Bank computers are protected. It's extremely difficult for hackers to steal people's details. And the vaults where banks keep cash are very secure, too, with security cameras in every room. Okay, thank you, everyone, for listening to Dream Making Money. See you guys next.